It's a very special good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelang Abshani Molweni, bonjour, Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us across the globe. Welcome to the special edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop. Yes, I'm rocking a beanie because my hair is a bit of a situation, but I today am not doing the show alone. I am doing the show with not one, not two, but three beautiful specimens of human beings. But the first, obviously, is the lady of the house. Ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. For the 50th time.
Oh, yes.
Oskhumi. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very excited.
I know, right?
My aesthetics.
We are in the happiest place on earth.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Excitement.
Before we have an orgasmic excitement and whatnot, we are broadcasting live from the G-Spot in Diepkloof, Soweto.
Yeah.
We are celebrating our 50th
episode.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Before we go.
We have to
have a toast. Yeah,
we have to do this properly.
Itulo?
Yeah.
Itulo?
Yeah.
Cheers?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yay! Too many more. What we want many more is yes, you and you to be highly interactive on our social media platforms. Talk to us. Today, we are just checking out this beautiful shop. We're going to be soaking in the experience, and we want you to be part and parcel of everything that we're going to do. Oskhumi, why are we here?
We've been talking about this store for a very long time.
Yep.
We have had the ladies on the show before.
Yep.
So today we thought for our 50th,
yes,
let's do something special so that people can see when we talk about the G-Spot, what exactly are we talking about?
Yep.
This is it, guys.
Yeah.
When we say the happiest place on earth, we are not exaggerating. There are so many toys. My mind is blown. I don't know what to choose. I want everything.
So luckily, we have to keep our hands into the in our pockets today.
Yo.
We are going to be tourists, call us sexual tourists.
Yes.
And we're going to be taken through this experience, but the conversation is going to be split into two. Our first bit, we're going to be talking to Osma Tabo, who's going to be sharing a bit about the shop, the history, the successes, and why this G-Spot is located in Soweto. And then later on, she's going to be telling us a bit about which sex toys do you and you need to purchase to enhance and to make the bedroom exciting. So again, once again, be highly, highly interactive with us on our social media platforms. Komananati, send us the questions. Hashtag us. We are on our 50th episode. So let's talk to the ladies of the house.
Yes,
Osmatabo. Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Thank you again and again and again. I hear you guys are no strangers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, absolutely. Like we feel not at home.
We are.
I feel at home here. Exactly. Like this is
a this is home. This is and amazing. Welcome, guys. And this is exactly like how it should be.
It should be.
Sorry, G-Spot is a very warm, comfortable, and inviting space.
We should be. We're very, very.
No, yes.
There are no dogs, but they are very, very special toys. Yeah.
No, very special toys, yes, but just a warm and inviting environment.
Absolutely.
Where you can feel free to explore your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to, explore who you are, what you want from you first, and then obviously then with a partner, if you so choose.
Absolutely. Talk to us, I mean, let's talk about the space, right?
Yeah.
You have two shops,
yes,
right? But I'm more interested in this particular one because we are here.
Yeah.
You like Jay-Z, you could have chosen to be anywhere in the world.
You could have gone to the north.
But you decided to be slam bam into the hub and in the heart of Soweto.
And next to a taxi rank.
And next to a hospital, mind you. And a hostel. And
I suppose the question is why Soweto?
Exactly.
Because there was, G-Spot is now 3 years. Eh?
Wow.
So in this location, wow. Soweto, and the new one in Omonde is 6 months old.
Okay.
So this will remain the flagship store.
Okay.
Soweto chosen by purpose. Eh?
Okay.
It was not we could have gone anywhere else. Guys, we are sexual beings.
Yes.
And have always been. But Nosina, a place similar to this previously.
That's true.
So
that's
it's
true.
An offering where a need has always been. You know? Where our people travel very out. You said, why not the north?
Yeah.
Because you travel out to the north to buy these stores.
So
you travel out, whereas you can find something that's closer to you, where people speak your language. I think that's the most important thing. Where you can walk through the store. You don't have to explain yourself in English, but you can talk to someone in a language, which makes things
a lot more
comfortable. People are able to open up because there's no barriers against to entry then.
Mm.
We do not judge you. We do not ask, okay, so you're going to buy this thing so big. Oh, let's say it is for what?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not our purpose. Yeah. That's not what we're about. We're much, much, much bigger than that. We sell dildos, but our purpose is much bigger than just selling dildos.
I mean, let's talk to the purpose, right? 3 years in.
Yeah.
How has the experience been? How have you been received in Soweto?
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously had a purpose when you started this shop.
Mm-hmm.
How far are you in terms of fulfilling that purpose? And if you have, what are some of the highlights of that purpose?
So coming in, really a bit of testing the waters.
Yep.
Because I said it's a new offering, so we're not exactly sure how would it be received.
Yeah.
But from day one, the Soweto market and surroundings has been very, very receptive to the offerings. We have not had any negative feedback so far, touch wood. So we must be doing
something.
We must be doing something right.
Yeah.
In that we have not had any negativity. It's been positive.
I
think 99% of the time it has been positive.
Absolutely.
We are obviously going to get the 1%, but it's service related, which we are always improving on. I mean, that's one thing that you're not going to lack on. It's our service, and there's you walking through more and not being othered.
Being made to feel some type of way.
You know,
you guys are here. Only there was an older gentleman that was very comfortable to walking around, even with you guys here. It's like, okay, it is okay. I am allowed to be me. I am allowed to explore. I'm allowed to service my need.
Okay. Before we bring Uspivana to take us through the shop, because we cannot wait, I think Oshumi, we just want to...
You can be like the pink, fluffy fairy.
We want to be everywhere. But before we bring her in, I just want to talk to your... How do you think... I mean, 3 years you've been in, you probably have a good dipstick in terms of where we are in terms of as a... Yeah, I know. Unintended. I know, right? I know.
It's English.
I know. So
okay, barometer. Hey.
Barometer.
Yeah.
So how far do you think we are as a country in terms of embracing our sexuality? Last week, we had Utiva Amstel.
Yes.
We were talking about sexuality in the podcast. Yeah. How far do you think we are in terms of embracing our sexuality within... such an environment.
To build on this question, also, women, specifically black women, are we embracing our sexuality better than our mother's generation? Or are we still a bit shy? Do we still think it's taboo the way we were taught?
Yeah.
It's a journey. Obviously, I mean, with every new generation, things are going to look different to the previous. We must just obviously acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But anything sexually orientated, especially for us as black people, still remains a journey. We've got embedded histories, guys, that you're coming with. That put a lot of hampers and barriers to how we could possibly be. So it's like those coming after us, obviously, yes, guys, they'll be like a lot more open and
liberal.
And they are. So it's something. It's on a continuum, and it will keep evolving.
Yeah.
So different to where we were. No, absolutely. I don't think to our mothers now they do buy. Yes, we've got an older audience.
Older
women that do come, that do buy. The security needs are different.
Well, Mother's Day just got interesting. Got a bit interesting.
Yes, no, absolutely. And it will continue to, as long as you're open-minded about that. They're not saying, guys, this is... I see the lots of Satan in inverted commas.
And that's just it, what you just said. being open-minded.
Yeah. Yep.
Because before, walking into an adult store, you would first check around to see who's
watching.
Yeah,
yes.
You know? But now you can walk in freely, yes, without having to...
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Remember, Kiri, it's also special orientation. It's not everyone that's going to be on that same wavelength and thinking like you do. And we have to be accepting of our differences.
Yeah.
And that we are diverse. If you're open to it, no, absolutely. There are places like this one which are receptive to what you're wanting.
Yeah.
But others will continue to be, you know, trying to keep people boxed in or to making it seem like you didn't come here by sex.
Yeah.
Of course, this is how you came here.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Pun intended again.
This is how you came here.
Yeah, but but absolutely. So if other people here choose to delve or to experience with it differently, does not make them
any less. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, okay, we're going to do like a football. We're going to substitute now. We actually now. Spivan has been sitting on the bench.
She's ready.
We are changing. We're changing things. We are not changing you from still being interactive with us.
Please keep on.
Want you to continue to interact, send questions, comments. We love them. But now we're going to be actually now delving and walking through the store and shopping for you. What are we suggesting that you need
like
to get?
When I walked in here earlier, I was so confused.
Yes.
I wanted everything.
You can have everything.
You can have it all, darling.
Everything, because they literally have everything for everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. You know? Even things that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Some of these things I'm like, what it goes
that?
Where?
Yeah.
We're gonna come there. I see something like a thermometer. Yeah.
I'm like, why does this thing have a thermometer? Like, what? Do we need to measure how hot it is in the bedroom?
There's something that looks like a very funky cold ice cream cone.
It's so exciting.
It is. But now Spivan is actually gonna. We're waiting for Spiv. Spiv.
I'm here.
You must come tell us about the delicious things here.
Don't worry about the lighting. Don't worry. Once again, guys, it is our 50th episode. We are really celebrating and embracing our sexuality. We have been doing that for the past 50 years.
Episodes.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's back? Yes. Keep us a Soweto no
khala. Represent.
Steve, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Thank you for having us, or having me again.
Okay. So, walk us through this experience. What can you offer for us? And
I'm an undernand.
Yes, we are like kids in a candy store now.
I feel like one of those ladies on those very mock ads.
Yeah.
Are you tired of?
Yeah. How about?
But before we delve into that, I actually went onto your website, and I think, you know, there's probably, before we delve into the different things that are there, there's obviously a perception that these things obviously are expensive.
Mm.
You know, so how do you project and promote sexuality whilst also ensuring that you do not harm the pocket in these very tough economic
times?
And make people keep coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so like with everything, there's a variety of everything from the smallest things and how to introduce. So like you need to start people small, you know. So I want us, when we're going through the shop, to start with the small things and then go to the extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't want to shell shock people first and then you know.
Okay.
So there's a new system that has been introduced in the shop. So we're saying to you, if you feel khoripotla, yabo, is a bit too tight, there's a pay flex option, you know?
Oh.
So you can pick it and you can have it in 4 months installments, you know?
Oh.
With no interest.
Lay by.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
So you can lay by shop at Toya How. You pay like your first installment and then the next month in 4 months.
Four installments. Doing that.
So that's one way to saying we still would like you to have some pleasures.
Yes.
We still want you to play, but play responsibly as well.
Delayed gratification.
I like it. All right. We are in the store now. We are here. Where do we start with?
Okay, because we are closer to this side.
We have to start with the thermometer. Like,
yes.
No. I have to ask.
For those who are checking us, there's something called a love pump. I don't know if it pumps uthando kamampela. Listen, it okay. Else. What is the love pump? Tell us about the love pump.
Okay, so more is a dual purpose toy. Okay, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So remember, it's our and adults store sex though, right?
Yep.
But with sexuality, there are other issues that could possibly arise. Ne?
Okay.
God, guys, who suffer
the puns
from
are erectile
right dysfunction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So puns are very useful in terms of helping with.
I see.
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
Other people feel that their manhood is a bit
it's
of
not
a smaller
big enough.
Side.
Yes.
So through continuous use, it's not a wake up tomorrow and then you have grown 5 inches. Ne? Through continuous use, it helps with those things. But primarily, for the medicinal purposes, is to help with erectile dysfunction.
Absolutely.
Which is, believe it or not, a big issue.
Yeah. So think of that thermometer
and the pressure. So there's obviously different types of them.
Okay.
Both thermometer, it's a gauge that checks so how much have you done. Do you need to decrease or increase?
And the blood stream.
So that's the thing, yes. But remember the blood flow. The blood flow is
the key
thing. So that's what it helps with.
I'm gobsmacked. You know, we. Jokes aside, on a serious note, right? Erectile dysfunction is real. Right?
It's a big issue.
I think we did a piece on www.dailysun.co.za/mjolo. We did an extensive piece on erectile dysfunction. And
so this could come in.
Yeah, it really is a thing, and you know, it's quite refreshing to. It's not really. We're not we. I was shocked because I did not know. But now that I know, I think this is quite profound.
Yes.
That there are things to help. And I think another thing, Amachita, we need to get this thing out of our head is this thing of if we need help, we need to call for help.
Yeah. And you're not alone.
Exactly.
There's so many people. That's why coming into the shop and actually having open conversations, namachens, or with people that you know, you know what, these people can actually help you so that you can be able to say, okay, you know what, I think I need to use X and Y so that it can help you see right, see free flowing.
All right, pump us into other things.
Okay,
yes.
okay. Most deaf. Okay, so these are my favorite. These are my favorite babies, ne?
Okay.
And the reason why I say this is because there's more of the couples to it.
Okay.
So there's different types. So this is... Yes, this is a cock ring.
Oh, that one.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So there's different types of these cock rings. So this one vibrates. So.
Oh, I know.
The
okay. Okay.
I'm about to
testify.
Yeah. So you get the donut one, but what they actually do is they literally just hold up everything. So. You don't come easily, yabo. Like, take time to know me, yabo. But also, there's pleasures with the female as well, because there's the interaction between the two of you.
Yeah.
So, with the vibrating one, there's even the bunny ears.
Okay.
So, I feel it, he feels it, we all feel it, we sing one harmonious song, yabo.
I
always recommend these to the gents or to couples.
This is the best anniversary gift ever.
Absolutely.
Like,
this is what
flowers,
I start with.
Never mind.
Yes.
Chocolates, this is a great anniversary gift, to be honest.
Can men get some rings too? I mean,
you know what I mean? Put a ring on it.
Hello.
Okay. before I commit myself to this, I mean, quick question. We obviously, you know, when we speak about things that vibrate, right? I think when we go into the bedroom, I think part of the negative stigmas around sex toys is that. Vibrating thing that we're not accustomed to. How do we gradually introduce vibrating things into the bedroom?
I think we start small. So you'll start with probably like your normal donut cock ring.
Yeah.
And then once we have the hang of it, then we start introducing the smaller nyana segments with that vibrate.
Mm-mm.
So you start everything in small segments, in small pockets to say, no, it's okay, I'll hold your hand, but we need some vibrating effects. Not necessarily, but just as an enhancement. Remember, it doesn't take away anything.
Mm.
It doesn't remove anything. It's just an enhancement for pleasure's sake, for two people, you know?
And what I like is earlier, I saw a couple walk in here together.
which I thought was
absolutely beautiful. Refreshing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like they're doing this because they know it's going to benefit the both of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, G-Spot, Soweto, Deep Kloof.
Sila.
Come through.
Sila. Location.
What else do you have for us?
And we've got the sleeve.
Not the exam sleeve, Akir.
No. A penis sleeve.
Thank you.
Let me call it proper. A penis sleeve.
Don't you have the one with the spikes?
Ikona.
Ikona.
Everybody's body is here.
Okay.
There's even the one that vibrates as well. So you see, we gradually start small with, here you go. And these are like easy to clean. So you just like liquid warm water, and then say clean and grand sibamnandi.
You control it. Yeah.
Yeah. And just lots of lube and then all is well in the motherland.
This one looks interesting.
Yeah. Trust her to think this one is interesting. Trust her to think that one is interesting. I mean, when we talk about cock ring sleeves and that sort of thing, we touched on a conversation earlier with Osmatab about the patriarchal system that we're sort of moving away from in terms of sexuality and sexual gratification as far as male and females are concerned, right? I'm thinking my uncle would bash this, right? Quickly. quick fast in a hurry.
Yeah.
So how do we embrace them? How do we, without coming across offensive, you know? Because remember we talked about erectile dysfunction not so long ago. It might feel like it's in sort of, for lack of a better word, an indictment to that.
Mm.
So how do we gradually introduce slide into the bedroom.
Yeah. To the ankle.
Yes.
Like, how do I tell my new partner that, listen, I've got a special drawer.
Yes.
Open.
The red room of...
behold, you know, how do I then say to him, you know, this is what I'm all about. Can we...
try it out.
Yes. How do you bring that up? Especially in a new relationship.
Will you take it... Speak about the ankles.
It's also a subjective response that I'm giving.
Yeah.
It could not work for everyone. But I think it starts with exactly what you were saying. It starts with the conversation.
Yes.
Okay. You're saying, okay, so new partner, we don't know each other that well, but I have got sexual preferences, which I would like to explore with you. Mm. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I love it.
It starts with conversations.
So, what is your take? How do you feel about it? And then see to how it grows on from there. They might say yes or no. It might, it can go either way.
The vibration.
But I think the important thing
guys are actually more into it.
I think before anything else, guys, it's a conversation. Yeah. Because you can't just bring this thing up and say...
So you'll also gauge with your partner, what makes him tick and so forth. So gradually into the relationship, I mean, you won't just... jump on to the sex toys and whatnot.
Yeah.
You are comfortable with the sex toys and what you use. However, you are bringing someone new into this space of yours. Mm. So how do you get the two to meet? So you have the conversations, you know. Mm. You'd be like, yo, baby, and I saw this sex shop, you know.
Yeah.
So you start small. Then, you know. And you'll probably maybe just bring like my handcuffs and say, guti.
Oh yes, I saw
the whip. Yeah, or the whip.
Yes. We
got
whip. Yeah, it's gentle.
It's so soft. I thought it would be like hard and painful. It's so soft.
We are being deceived by what we see out there.
Right? Yeah.
So that's why I always encourage people to actually come into the shop so that they can actually feel
together.
Yes.
I felt this earlier and I was like, oh.
And it's so beautiful,
it's so soft.
And it's nice and tiny, like it rides. There's too much going on now.
I think before anything, but you also have to be cognizant of the fact that not everyone is going to be like you. So what works for me is not necessarily going to work for the other. And well, I think for them also, it could be a case of, okay, come, let's walk in.
Let's just see.
Really, yeah. Kind of see you exploring, and then there's Koketso, Utato, Uspiva. Ne, Nuri, guys, what does this do? It's a, because yeah. this is the bulk of our daily activities. It's people and saying, how does this work? What does
it's
this
a learning
do?
Curve.
I assume this comes
it's
to the keys,
it's
right?
A learning, yeah. Yes,
of course. It's an absolute learning.
You're just
curve.
Checking.
Yeah,
I don't want to be caught.
Lalalan Buffet, ne? I've always had this negative perception with handcuffs. I can be under arrest. Like, I mean, we're talking about these things loosely. I mean, we've just explored three different sexual toys. I mean,
yeah.
So how much are we looking at in terms of price range for everything? We touched on the cock rings. We touched a bit on the...
Well, they all vary, actually. Yeah. They vary.
So we've got different price points, and you try to cater for...
Yeah.
The mess. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get your entry level toys, which are not as expensive as
like your 100 bags, 150, oh, okay. 200. Yeah. I mean, so this is 100 bags.
Yes, exactly. So we try and cover the spectrum. And also, given our location, we have to be mindful of the pricing structures and what people are able to.
And the demographic, obviously.
Yeah. To afford or not. So we've tried to make the pricing as broad as possible. So if you're looking for premium toys, of course, you've got. You can pay 3,000
yeah.
App, ne? For a toy.
Like a clit stimulator.
Or you can spend as little as 50 rand.
One that I saw there that...
touched your heart.
Like your...
It made your heart do this.
Like, which one? The G-string thingy magic.
Yes.
Oh! Yes. Oh. Yes.
Okay. I mean,
G-string it.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up. In case
I mean, when is your birthday?
On the 27th.
In the last year. So, your partner can connect with you.
Date nights. From I actually recommend it, yeah.
Oh.
No,
there's
lash. There's
lash.
So this
one's
lash.
Yeah.
So that
comes
yes.
with the remote.
Yeah.
So Ubaba also.
Yes, but
Ubaba can connect with you from anywhere in the world.
Bluetooth.
Ooh, there's also that one.
Yeah, so there's lash two, and then you've also got the lash three. So literally from anywhere. It's app-based. So they connect.
Also, you have to download the app.
So no Ubaba nga ya Hong Kong.
Anyway,
they can imagine you can Hong Kong. I'm going to go in the Hong Kong. Okay. Lalit. No, I'm keen. You know, this is.
You want to hold?
There's also that. Like, yes. Have that other one. So it's a similar toy.
Which one?
The one with the remote, no egg.
Oh, I'm definitely getting
that. The egg with the remote.
Oh, the egg one. Yeah.
Oh, that one and that other one as well.
Oh, yes.
Both of them.
Oh, so but people, the eggs are a thing, hey?
Yeah, so these are lovely couple toys, ne? And they also... It's 400 bucks, guys.
It's 550. Okay. So it's not so bad. So, plus there's Payflex, right?
Yes. So this goes inside... Mm. It's an egg. Yeah,
it goes inside you.
So again, so one of these toys, ne? Unali also not one thing.
Oh,
about
that one
toys.
Also has a remote.
Yes.
So Ooh. Another good thing then about toys.
I have my busy was.
Yeah. Well, I was super busy.
Please open. Okay, I've got two.
Let me open for you.
I can't open. So again, dual purpose is a toy. Ne?
Yeah.
But it also works on strengthening the vaginal muscles.
Yes.
I can remember
pelvic
the ladies.
Flow.
Pelvic floors.
Yes.
I get it, that you must always be doing. So eggs help with that. So this goes.
Oh, it's a bullet
inside. Yep. You. We're not partner.
Oh, so perfumuli.
Like you're sitting at the car wash. You got a remote.
Yeah.
No. So you got a remote. Okay, the batteries are not input.
Yeah, there they are.
So Gwena there with your partner, and then when she moves, then wachencha.
You know. you know, but wow. it's you know, you jumped onto a conversation I thought we were going to have towards the end of the cast, right? When we're talking about, you know, this is really futuristic,
yes.
Right? Yes.
In its approach, because we live in a very busy world. We're not always sexually available to our partners, you know? And this is really, it's really refreshing to find, you know? I'm thinking this I can put in the review on my car. Yeah. And somebody just thinks
it's an air freshener.
But,
you know?
But how much would this go for? Wow.
So it is, no, obviously it's not the same like the
Lashmole.
So this one has got
that one range. On your underwear.
On the underwear. But yeah. this also has a range, ne? In terms of the distance. Okay. So anything that is app based, it covers a wider range. So more this goes in such a pattern, but you can't be go kawashi and then she's at
home. Not your average
lipstick. Oh, okay.
If you're going more, yeah, so if you go,
look at this.
Who's talking? Hey.
And then
it's a bullet.
Yeah, of course. And it's very powerful. It does. It's very powerful. It's just that it's not
like I can just put this in my
in your yes, face. Lipstick.
And then when I'm bored go meeting, I just go into the bathroom and then yes. Come happy.
Yes. So meetings are going to be very forthcoming now.
Even then,
let's quickly charge it.
Even this on your own in a meeting.
Oh, that is so sexy.
Let's quickly charge it. Where's the box?
And I love the packaging.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? I had to show this to you.
I love the packaging. Oh, that is so sexy.
Let me charge it for you quickly.
This is why I said I was confused when I walked in here. Because now I want everything.
Can we charge this quickly?
Bosses, ne?
When you see the happy faces here and the smiles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now some of these things are responsible.
We need happy environments. Happy
now I want everything.
So, what secret centers are coming? I can yes. Secret center time now.
Christmas gifts?
So, hey.
Birthdays loaded.
I'm saying my birthday.
Colleagues, if you want to see more happy of faces November. In the office.
Y'all know where the store is now, so
there's two.
Surprise me.
So if they can't come to surprise the hood,
me.
They can go
they
to
can
a
go
Monday.
Go online and surprise also online. Me. Surprise
also
me.
Online. We also have got an online store.
Absolutely.
Where okay. We deliver anywhere in South Africa.
Hear that?
So anywhere in the country.
The meeting on the meeting agenda, there's going to be very very different matters arising.
Now, Secret Santa. I have to ask, what is your bestseller?
The best sellers would be the cock rings. Okay.
The vibrators,
obviously.
So depends. Okay. Remember, we cover a wide spectrum, guys. Not
even. And the strap-ons, yes. We've got your lovely strap-ons here. Yeah. Remember, we're catering for everybody.
Ones, yeah.
And we also got the LGBTQ for guys. Yes.
Okay, can I get it for myself?
What's that?
Yeah, so a strap-on for guys, yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can.
And you can do some pegging. Choice of word.
You can. No, you absolutely can. And there's nothing wrong with guys wearing strap-ons.
Okay? Yeah.
It does not mean that
Okay.
So, Mama, thank you, guys. I'll keep harpering on to the dual purpose of toys.
Yes.
So, toys, they're sex toys, yes. But they also serve other purposes. Again, strap-on for guys does not mean that you're gay if you're wearing
a strap-on.
Yes. People, again, that suffer from where we started, erectile dysfunction. Remember, this thing is a sturdy, hard thing that can satisfy your partner for much longer than a flaccid penis can. Unali guys that enjoy pegging guys.
Yes.
And it does not make them gay. They're just... appreciate or like anal sex. Una lip strap-ons that a female can wear. It's a double dildo.
Yeah, it's a double dildo.
I'm trying to know.
You're thinking about it,
like,
ne?
Both.
Okay. And then there's this one as well.
Both. Oh, that looks dangerous.
This is for our
weapon
lesbian couple.
Weapon of mass destruction. That is.
Remember, we've got a lesbian community.
So this is again lesbian community. Yeah.
Lesbians have got it's
so that's
two,
why it's double ended
with vaginas.
Oh, I thought maybe like you can dislocate it here or something.
No. So we've got
so we join it.
So two people.
So one
with
on
vaginas,
the one end and the other
and the
one
other
on
the
other
end.
And
then
and
they're both
fun.
Then stimulating themselves simultaneously.
All there was to know about sex.
There's a lot. We learn every day.
I do not know anything. This is an education.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, same like
I honestly thought you would tell me that
Bad
says
Guilt are the bestsellers.
No, hence I'm saying so. Okay, I'm always going to say it depends. I know it's a very ugly response, yeah. But the response it depends. Depends on who's looking for what. Mm. It depends on who. So it can't just be a standard thing to say this is the top five bestseller.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a variety of humans.
But obviously, there's standard things that you always have to have.
Ruby.
Yes.
It doesn't.
So you need to it's got their sanctioning thing. That thing at the bottom.
So yeah. You can plug that anyway.
You can plug it
on the floor, on your tile, in the shower. And then you just work.
You can practice
being
on top of that. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's the best, actually.
Oh, okay.
Mine is black.
standard things. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, we're a sexist, so we obviously have to have vibrators. Vibrators will always be there.
But
there's
the
different types of vibrators also.
I like the fact that you guys
let me bring a few
for everybody.
Yes,
that it's not just your normal heterosexual couple.
No,
you guys cater for everybody.
That's not. That's something. You know, sexuality is much
which
broader
one?
Than.
Yeah, it's
than male, female, or vagina and penis. It's much broader than that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Even amongst vagina and penis. We also experience it differently.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know. I am.
Give me the one with
bisexual.
One, yeah.
Other days I'm bisexual.
Cluster.
Yeah. That's
and then only people that enjoy
and the mini wand.
Anal sex. Others enjoy both. So it's quite diverse.
Why does this come with the remote?
Because it vibrates. So that
you love anything that vibrates, nah? Yo, you should see your smile right now. So you'll probably also be in love with this one.
Vibrates.
This is the one.
Oh, it looks like a massager.
It actually was a massager. This is like the oldest.
This vibrates.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this initially, like long ago, like in the what, it was used as. Here you go, baby. Something that vibrates.
Something, yeah.
You want to touch it?
And then like different.
And then I can control the
control. Yes.
So you just put it on.
And this is also a couple toy. Ne? I said just for females.
Yay. I know.
Secret Santa.
Yes.
Santa, Christmas present.
Are you taking notes?
So your partner.
I like that it fits.
I love the one.
In your head. Properly. it's a massage, yeah. Okay. Vibrators are not only for females.
Yes.
Luena, as a male or a person with a penis, can also use a vibrator, believe it or not.
I am sitting in a classroom of amusement.
Yes.
I am learning.
I am in the happiest.
Okay, something like this, hey. Your partner can connect through
the app.
Yes.
And then play with you from anywhere. And then when now you can also then
go shop right. What are line?
Date nights. How are date nights? Hey, oh, how can shop right?
I want to ask you one again. These boardrooms. When after the break. Please look at your people and just to find out why they're happy.
Now I know why. You see people laughing, baliwane.
Yeah.
It's because they're feeling all kinds of delicious.
So there's everything in there.
So much.
Copies,
there's
pearls.
And then they call it the cute baby vibrator. That is so adorable.
It's the name, ne?
For guys, no, but but guys,
this does not look cute.
It's very cute. Open it and it's very cute. It's pink.
Let me open it for you.
For you guys, the world is stressful as is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is extremely stressful.
We're going through a lot,
If you can have a bit of release, Nyana, or a happy
some juice, Nyana.
What could possibly be wrong with that?
Let's talk to the applicant.
Ding, ding, ding. Check the pearl. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Okay, this is okay.
It is, right?
It's cute.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's cute. And it's very funky.
And it's got rabbit ears. So
girly.
Manini ama functions la. Manini.
I mean, I was talking to the applications and I saw you also had games before. Games as well.
Yes.
Why are we
walking around?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm thinking.
Please,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why are we?
Like, yo. So
so much.
Okay.
So much to see.
Yeah, guys, follow.
Oh yes. This is what Busi spoke to us about the last time she was on the show. Yeah, the pills that you can drink.
So there's enhancers for males.
These are for the women.
Yeah. So the
how long do they work?
So
if I drink this now,
yeah.
After how long am I gonna feel it?
So it can. Remember, body types are different.
Yeah.
But the standard, like you're just working on a continuum and standard, or it can stay in your system for maybe up to 72 hours. Not that you're going to be horny all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be ready.
So when you activate it, then the thing will come to work.
Are there side effects with these things? Because you always have to be sort of.
Yeah. There's one. We cannot offer medical advice. That's number one disclaimer. We're not doctors.
Yeah.
We're not medical professionals.
Yeah.
If you've got underlying health issues, best to always consult your doctor first.
Yeah.
Before you want him to take any enhancers. But these are herb-based.
Okay.
So we don't sell anything that is medical grade.
Oh, I see.
In being herb-based means that they are safer.
Okay.
They are not scheduled. So they are safe to take care for normal, in inverted commas, people.
I see. Okay.
Obviously, we always... So, enhancers for males are a big thing.
Yes.
We cannot not have enhancers for males.
Yeah,
the coffee is the tea.
Something that I saw when I walked in.
All right.
What caught your eye? The body paint. You see? And it's harmless, yeah, bro? So, it's the small things
for
that you can...
For those who like to use their tongues.
Yeah.
Now you have something delicious in your mouth.
Yeah.
Literally delicious.
So imagine on a Friday evening and like you're saying, you're not doing the streets. You're doing Netflix and chilling, you know? Oh, yeah, it's a game now.
I'm not playing games here,
Literally.
Playing games.
And I like the name of the game.
All right, guys.
Monogamy.
Yeah.
So, guys, this is what just jumped to and caught my attention, right? So, Nina Nichaela bo Monopoly.
Tina singa
peteni. Tina sidlala umonogomi.
Yes.
Talk to us about this game. How popular is it? And I think I was touching on it when we were sitting on the other side. How are we moving into this gamification? Because everything is moving into gamification.
Yes.
Education. Is this also a form of that as well?
Yeah, it is. If you think about it, when we're saying we're trying to introduce the small things to your partner, this is the best way to do so, you know? You can start with amateurs, you can start with the body pains. So you start small and you're going to and you learn different things because there's the card games and it'll say so now that we are on we are licking now, we are nibbling, we are doing all these things. So it forces you to literally interact with your partner and use your tongue. You must use your ear. You must use your toes. You literally use each and every part of your body.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, this is the perfect tool or toy to explore
yes,
your body.
To come about.
Yes, to explore your partner's body.
All right, Kobe, you're going to read one. Man. I'm going to read one. So here's mine.
Yeah. Start.
Or to introduce, as you said, but maybe part of the conversation of, so how do you introduce these things to your uncle and
you bring such.
Maybe so uncle nice. Could be receptive to, let's do a game.
This, it says, pamper me, run a bath, and whilst they relax in the bubbles, you can read to him or her from their favorite mag or book.
You see? It's not harmful.
Oh, it's so
small, small.
Beautiful.
Small, small.
So this red one says,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Naughty note. Tease your partner with your mouth and tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But for every noise they make, they get a naughty spank.
Yes, with the
hello.
Yes.
I see. I love this classroom. I love it.
You see.
So yeah, this is the card game.
Oh,
so read another
game
one.
Is so nice. Okay, this one says, take a seat.
So I can't. It's got the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a seat. It's your turn to give her oral, but you lie down while she straddles your face.
Yes.
Continually change your techniques, speed, and pressure. Suck, kiss, bite her. She let you know what she likes.
Hey.
I guess
small intro.
When you play this game, yeah, make sure the kids are asleep.
No, 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 kids are at grandma.
Yeah. But you know what I love about this, right? We normally have alcohol games, ping pongs, and that sort of thing. And those things really, really are not gratifying by nature. It's good to have things which
like
where we can be intimate,
like
right?
You can play these kind of games with your partner.
Yeah.
Just the two.
So the white is the soft ones,
yeah. And then the red.
You gradually.
Oh, so you build.
Yeah.
You build
so there's a dice or whatever.
So if it's the yellow.
Yeah.
Then you take out the yellow.
Okay, let's yeah. The camera guy is taking.
This is amazing. Like this game, guys. Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Roll it. All right. Our camera guy wants us to roll the dice just once. Let's just roll the dice quickly.
Roll it twice.
So it's on pink.
Yeah.
The dark pink.
Okay, let's do it one more time.
One more time.
There we go. It's on pink again.
Is it on that one?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So let me read what it says. Baba Sendini
Zoyifunda. Okay.
Yes, Baba Sendini. Iti. On the next shopping trip, uh-huh, can you have a secret quickie in a changing room?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The thought of being caught will send your senses into overdrive.
Yeah.
So fitting. Oh yeah, on a point of order.
Please.
Let me not read it like one of our other presidents. But listen, on your next shopping trip, can you have a secret quickie in a changing room? The thought of being caught will send your senses into overdrive.
Sensation.
I think this is where Nas, the rabbit thing comes in, where he controls it.
Date night.
Like, this is where Nas comes in.
Yeah. I mean, we're exploring. I mean, what else can we look at here finally before we wrap this thing up?
BDSM.
Umzwinki.
Can we get the pink babies out?
All right. Okay. All right.
When last were you on a swing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Umzwinki.
Not in a swing, guys, huh? Go to law, not umnandi.
Obvio.
Uli fit, ne?
We'll work around it. Like,
talk to us about the sports sheet. It's the door jam sex link.
Yes.
Talk to
us
about that.
You put it behind the door.
Okay.
And echo for balance. So if you can look at the bag, this is basically
get
to say, no, we're tired of the bed. We're tired of the bed. Yeah. Yeah. So, sifuna nje.
Instead of yoga, I'm buying that.
But no, but it can carry, I think, up to 160 kilos. Eh?
Okay, wow.
So there's no fear of it snapping. I don't think that none of us here are 160, but it can carry up to.
Yeah, because I think more than anything, most people are actually afraid of.
Oh. I think
will it carry me?
Oh, I
know?
See.
You know, as black girls, see,
yeah.
Okay. Right. Conscious and stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, so when they say come in, this is how come in looks like.
Oh, my yeah.
gosh.
So, but yeah, how much would this go for?
This is 1.6.
All right.
So this is why I say I want
Payflex.
Payflex. But this is a once off purchase.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, I mean, if it can carry up to 160 kilos, guys, and you're not using it.
Check the bag.
Yeah. You know, this is why I say
so
I want everything in the store. Like,
but also remember, guys, but Mamelai, well, one of this thing, remember we've got, again, different body types.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then other people that are shy to try different positions and whatnot. There are people who are not able bodied.
I see.
Unali people that have got spinal issues and whatnot.
Yeah.
This can help.
Mm.
Remember that you are on a.
You are elevated.
Something is.
As I say, instead of doing yoga, I'm just going to try this.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Shy and Jay, upside down.
You don't understand again.
This is you, ballerina setup.
I'm already getting ideas.
I like it. Yes. I really like it. And I think, you know, it also speaks to, as we wrap up, it also speaks to some of the other medical issues that we have. I mean, yeah. We touched on it with the other one. It's really important that these are just beyond sex toys, right?
Yeah.
These are just
more to it than just.
There's more to it, and I think I like the concept of having everybody partake in the sexual experience. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't just be for abled people. It shouldn't just be for.
And that's why they call them toys.
Yes.
You are meant to play.
Siyadlala.
With your partner using.
Everything, all of it.
Variety is the spice of life.
Yay!
I like. Finally. What is your personal favorite, Osmata? What is your personal favorite? And
tongue.
Yes. And finally, while you both think of that, you guys, as I said earlier, you guys have the giraffe view of the future, I personally think, whilst walking in here. How do you think the future in terms of sex toys, in not only South Africa, but globally? I read this week, there is a robotic, there's a robotic brothel in Japan.
Yes.
So, I mean, whilst you think about that, what are your personal favorites? And also, if you look into the future, how is our future looking like in terms of sex toys? We're going to go with you.
Okay, so one... You guys, personal favorite nipple, I have to try and taste. So that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you cannot be bullshitting people and saying.
Give reference.
There has to be referencing. So, obviously, okay, so vibrational patterns, as you said, I don't really like them that much, believe it or not.
Okay.
I don't. So something for me that's a personal favorite, ne? Is something as simple as a blindfold.
Oh.
Yes, believe it or not.
Okay.
Ne? Where?
The gag.
Yeah. Okay. No, like just a blindfold.
Oh, ne?
Where you don't know what's going to happen. Remember, you are with a partner, you are blinded. It means that you are letting go of...
Trust.
All the
50 shades of matter.
And you have to be trusting. That's what I'm saying. It's about trusting the partner.
True.
Oh, okay. So they're going to do what we had possibly spoken about before or something that I like.
Mystery.
It's a blindfold.
The anticipation of what's coming next.
We're letting go of fears.
Yeah.
Letting go of any...
And trusting your partner.
And trusting. Yeah. And then just trusting the partner.
Yeah.
And whatnot, where if they are away, you still be in bed.
Okay. Machine don't get to buy.
Yes.
All right. Yes, and Spiva.
And what's your favorite?
Can I just give you like three at the most? Three for Nyana.
Okay, good.
So for me, I'm always an advocate of Kegel balls.
Okay.
You know, Kegel exercise, you walk around there, like you're taking the baby to school, and you've got your Kegel balls. Yeah, well, they're doing the things. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So Kegel balls for me is like a big thing. Yeah. I'm not also into the vibrating thing. I think for me the dildos are my fave.
Okay.
And butt plugs. Mm-hmm. I've got a thing for butt plugs.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I think those are my top three.
Okay.
Oh, and the wand. How can I forget the wand? The magical wand. I mean, we make magic, so
All right. And the future?
Future. Guru, the industry has to change to be more accommodating of us. Ne? Us as in black people, our body types, ne? Our preferences. So the industry has to change. So this is also why we're here, to try and help influence parts of the changes. Guru, something, as you can see, Guru, you previously would not typically see that is our color.
Yes.
I see.
Oh, and I love
which speaks.
Yeah.
Speaks.
How gorgeous is he?
Yeah. You look about it.
Or no, but it speaks. That's what I'm saying.
Beautiful looking penis.
It's relatable to us.
Like
the African man, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a minute.
Okay.
We got a minute.
You know, wow.
So that's what I'm saying. So changing the industry, changing the look, changing the shape, right? Is that when you're walking through our doors in the near future, you have to be able to see ourselves more later.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Not the white faces that you're seeing right there. Mm. So part of the change is, yes, we are here. We also sexual, cater for us as well. Right. So this is the change that we're driving. So next time you must see a black person more and not white people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love it, love it, love it. The next time you're going to see us is definitely here, out and about in the G-spot, Kosoweto. Come and see it. We're celebrating our 50th episode. A big thank you to you for listening. If you happen to see us on the street, do know that me, I'm Lungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator.
Are you still 31?
And?
I'm still Gomisi Abi, still without a cool outro.
Love and lights, everybody.
No long light intro. Cheers, bye. Yes.
And forever 31.
Thank you. No, actually, we're chasing the minute.
The minute.
Yeah. It's normally long.